Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alan Paramus.
Al.
Joe, Evan. Joe, just hear me out. Of course McCarthy is better than Bowles. But, you know, when you look at his record, and sure, he's got a playoff record. He won a Super Bowl. But he had arguably the greatest, one of the greatest quarterbacks
that ever
played.
Well, what about your guy? Does your guy have one of the greatest quarterbacks that ever played? I mean, yeah, I don't get that. It makes me nuts. Here's a guy that's a top coach in the league, but he stinks. Yeah. But he's not any good because he had Aaron Rodgers. Right. He's not any good. I'm tired of hearing that crap because all I've had is garbage head coaches, Al, which you wouldn't know about. No, Al, you wouldn't know about that, Al.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't, Al. No, you freaking don't. No, you don't, Al.
Look at the games that he has blown.
Al, you have no idea what a bad coach is, Al. You have no idea, Al. Al, no.
Good.
Let me have a guy. But let me
look at the playoff games that he's played.
Is Andy Reid a good coach, Al? Al, is Andy Reid a good coach, Al? Al, is Andy Reid? Al, is Andy Reid a good coach, Al?
Yes, he is.
Oh, but Mike McCarthy isn't, Al. You know what, Al? Go, do me a favor. Go somewhere else. And it's disgraceful that I got to deal with Al, who lives in what I call my town, Paramus. He lives in Paramus? What a disgrace.
That's great.
You have no clue what a bad coach is, Al. You've had Belichick for 18 freaking years. You have no idea. No, Andy Reid's a great coach. Guy's never won a Super Bowl, has lost more big games than we care to remember, still hasn't won a playoff game with the Chiefs, but Mike McCarthy stinks. Come on. What garbage? It's garbage. Garbage. I'm tired of hearing this. Oh, he's not this. Oh, he's not that. These people don't know what not that is. You have no idea what a crappy coach is. I mean, really, I'm so tired of hearing it. And I got to hear from Al, who's a Patriot fan. What the hell do you know about bad coaches? you weren't room for the Patriots when, what's his name? McPherson was the coach, were you? I doubt it. Stop it, Al. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the crap. And you live in Paramus. Oh, my God.
Excellent job. Excellent. Excellent. Well done.
I got to take a break.
Perfect timing.
I gotta walk for a second.
Take a walk, my friend.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan from the Black Bear Studio. Black Bear handcrafted meats and cheeses.
Let's go to Wayne in Manhattan. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, thanks for having me. I have a proposal for a Met trade here. Obviously, the Mets need a first baseman desperately. Now we got Cano to solidify that position. What about trading McNeil? Even though he's not a proven commodity yet, he's been pretty prosperous in the last couple of months, hitting over 300.
Is there a chance
you would trade Syndergaard, make a package deal, maybe to get a Freddie Freeman and throw in a Conforto or a Paul Goldschmidt? We definitely need a first baseman.
I love Freddie Freeman, but wait a minute. So we're giving Syndergaard. This is a good one.
Syndergaard is overrated in my opinion.
He's terrible. So we're giving great. So we're going to give up. What are we giving up? Syndergaard, McNeil, and Conforto
for Freddie Freeman. Well, Paul Goldschmidt, absolutely.
Come on. Wayne, you're crazy. You a Met fan?
Sure, I'm a Met fan.
You're
from 62.
You're nuts, bro.
I'm nuts.
You're nuts.
Come on,
no,
Joe. I mean, we need a proven. We need someone to.
Where are these people coming from? You hanging out with Alan Paramus?
Al's a good friend of mine. He sells home improvements.
Why am I not surprised? I love Freddie Freeman. I love him. Let's see. Well, let's give him Rosario too. What the hell? All right. Maybe we'll throw Wheeler in the deal. Your thoughts?
Ernie, did you plant that call to try to get Joel ticked off again?
Are you finding these people just to get me aggravated?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Are you really? I believe me. I love Freddie Freeman. What else are we giving up for Freddie Freeman?
I didn't plan on that going that like that, but.
What's the next caller going to say?
Did you know who's coming here?
I tried to give you Alan in Queens, but Evan hung up on him.
Alan in Queens talking about Edwin Diaz's points for Cy Young.
I was agreeing with everything Alan was saying.
Oh,
you didn't give him enough time.
Give me a break. Let's get rid of him. He stinks. Oh, my God.
Oh, the pain.
Half the team for Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, my God.
Next caller is going to start waxing poetic about the Charles Smith Memorial just to get you really excited.
Oh, my God.
That's next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.